Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We appreciate it so very much each and every time you tune in, download the show. We can't do this without you, so thanks a lot. We're going to have a fun time today talking about what's in our Disney tech bags. What tech do we take to Walt Disney World on our trips to make the trip that much better? So we're going to dig through cords and adapters and all kinds of stuff and talk about why we take those things to Disney and what things we might need to add to our bags as well. Don't forget, today's sponsors are friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And right now, I want to remind you that there's plenty of time left to travel in 2018. I know that we've been really focusing on 2019 lately with the new package releases. But you know what? The fall and winter, a great time to go to Walt Disney World. And there's some discounts out there. So don't think that it's too late to go this year. There's plenty of time. Last minute trips, we talked about it last Friday. They can be done and they can be done well. And an agent will help you do that. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check it all out today over at themagicforless.com. Thanks again to everybody who supports the Be Our Guest podcast. When you do that online shopping, it's so simple, and it really does help support the show. Helps us take care of that bandwidth and hosting costs, which go up as we get more listeners. But that's awesome, and really, we appreciate it so much. So when you do that online shopping, please click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1,363 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope that this Friday finds you well. You've made it to the end of another work week. And here we are. We're in August. We're in the dog days of summer. So chill out. What? Grab some lemonade. I know. And, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, I think, starts tomorrow.
No, but oh, pretty my soon, gosh. I mean, it feels like yeah, it does start this month, though. So does Epcot Food and Wine Festival, too.
Man, it seems like it just ended.
I know, right?
What's going on? We're getting old because life is moving way too fast.
Oh, it really is. Let me tell you.
All right. So today, of course, Pam is still cruising down the Rhine River over in Europe, seeing castles, real ones, and eating real good castles. Food and, beating us in life right now. But hey, we're here with you. That's what matters. I said, you know what? Pam's like, you won't go on the cruise? Like I said, nope, because I got to do the podcast. So here I am. So here we go.
Liar.
Yeah, no, just kidding. But you know what's going to be fun, though? It's August now. Indy Disney Meet Month. We're doing that here in what, three weeks?
I'm so excited. I can't believe it. It's the end of this month.
That's right. So in Noblesville, Indiana, at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds, I believe it's Saturday, August 25th, and I know it's noon to 7, and we're going to be on the main stage, and we're giving out, along with the Magic for Less Travel, and I believe it's Magical Wishes, the folks who put on the Indy Disney Meet, we're giving out a Disney Walt Disney World vacation. You know what?
Awesome.
You could get a Disney vacation for $20.
That's fantastic.
Like, I mean, the travel agents, the Magic for Less, are good, but they can't be that good. They're not going to get you a vacation for $20. I don't care how good they are. You're not even Steve Baker, Deb Chambers. Nobody's getting you for $20.
And I am unfortunately not eligible.
I know, me neither. That's with the dining plan, people. That's at a DVC resort.
What if I make Brian come up? Can he be eligible to win?
He is ineligible. Any people we know a lot of people, so you could still win. But
any
people we're
married to,
yes.
Or our children are not eligible.
Unfortunately not. But yeah, come out to Indy because we're raising money again for Give Kids the World. Now, I just want to put kind of a bow because we haven't really talked about this. Ricky's been out of town. Pam's been traveling now. Things have been crazy here over the last month or so. But as of this recording, we're sitting at about $32,200 for Give Kids the World here on the podcast. So I just want to, again, send a huge thank you to our listeners. You guys are continuously the best. You love helping others.
Awesome.
You guys are amazing. So thank you to everybody who's donated since the 12-hour show ended. Thanks to everybody who donated during the show. Ricky, I haven't had a chance again to tell you thank you for putting it together. You do it every summer. Next year will be the 10th annual. But you killed it this year. So thanks again.
Oh my gosh. I just want to say to everybody, okay, as of this point of the recording, I haven't done it yet, but hopefully by the time this comes out on Friday, your packages will have been mailed if I have them, if I'm the one in charge of mailing them, because I have been running around like a chicken with my head cut off the past couple weeks, so apologies for the delay, but I will be getting those mailed out this week, so hopefully now that it's Friday, you will be getting them soon if you haven't already gotten them.
There you go. All right, so let's talk about a fun topic. This is two topics that I just love. It's Disney and tech. And this is why back in the day, this is how long we've been doing this podcast, I used to love listening to Beta Mouse.
Yeah.
You know, Katie.
Miss Beta Mouse.
Miss Katie, so Nate, Jeff, Scott, and Henry. That was such a fun show. It was just so random. It was at the perfect time. You know, it was at the perfect time, but they let it go like when there was so much more to talk about.
I know.
I can't. I love that show. That show was so much fun. But anyway, we're going to kind of dive into like a Beta Mouse mode today. Dr. Kai, you're welcome. So we are going to talk about what's in our tech bags, because obviously when I go to Walt Disney World, you know, I have my little toiletries bag with my toothbrush and toothpaste and deodorant and all that good stuff that keeps me clean. But my most important bag.
Thank goodness. We're all happy about that.
You know what? I could lose that one and I wouldn't be too sad. If I lost my tech bag, we're having a fight.
Trust me. Your family would be sad because, we had to buy Brian a new shirt at Universal because he needed to smell a little better. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. You just called him out on the show. That's not cool.
I totally did.
Now, you know, everybody at Indy's going to go up to Brian and be like, are you Brian? Okay, you smell right today. Anyway, so you could say that was a universal stank.
Let's just say we got drenched on all the water rides, and so I'm pretty sure that water ride mixed with everything else in the day just didn't mix well.
That is true. That water in those water rides is pretty gross.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're gonna just kind of go back and forth and talk about some stuff that we put in our bag. Like, this is my carry on. And I just learned that you could actually take on two bags on carry-on like this in the last year.
Oh my gosh, no,
I didn't know
you
that.
Did not just learn. Oh, okay.
No, because they say like a personal device and a carry-on bag. So this was always my carry-on bag, and like I would take on like an individual item. I'm a rule follower, Ricky. I don't want to get tased by the FAA. So the thing or the TSA or whatever. So like I finally figured out, I saw this one lady like going on with like a rolling suitcase and a backpack and a dog. I'm like, how many things is she getting away with? So then now I take on two backpacks.
Well, she paid for the dog, so let's just be perfectly honest.
Anyway, so this is the bag that I take. Let me just, you know, we have our Amazon affiliate link. I got this travel bag, $25 on Amazon. It's the Amazon Basics, but it's good because my old one was like getting so wore out. I had for 15 years. But it's a computer backpack. Really nice. You can use our link if you want to go there. All right, I'm going to the big, I love these things that they gave out the last couple of years at Marathon Weekend, the luggage tags.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are sweet. So I like this one the best because this is the race that never happened. It's the half marathon medal. Okay, anyway. So I'm going to go into the big pouch. And of course, when I go to Walt Disney World to take my laptop, thanks to Ben Lappin for the awesome dopey sticker on the back.
Love it.
And I take my iPad. The reason I take both is if there's an emergency with one of my guests. And a lot of people have jobs where you got to kind of stay connected just in case of an emergency. Your laptop's an easy way to get work done. And the iPad's a great way to kind of chill out at the end of the night. Also watch movies on the plane. So, Ricky, what do you have kind of in your biggest pocket or like your bigger items?
So I have kind of two separate bags. I have my actual like laptop bag, and I didn't bring that upstairs. But in my actual laptop bag, I will throw in my laptop. I will also sometimes throw in my iPad. Depends on the trip, really, to be perfectly honest, if I'm throwing in my iPad or not. Most of the time, I just go with the laptop. I will also traditionally throw in my microphone. So if I do end up doing mouse bites during my trip, which lately I have not, I apologize, I will have the lapel so that I can actually record it. But that's pretty much all I have in the like the actual laptop bag. I'll bring my mouse.
You bring a mouse?
I do. I hate.
Are you kidding me?
I hate using the mouse pads? On the touchpad.
Are you kidding me? That's all I love. No, oh my gosh.
I feel like I'm getting carpal tunnel with it.
Are you kidding?
I absolutely hate it. I always have a mouse. Like, seriously, I have a mouse. I hate the touchpad. So.
Oh, I hate mice. I'm the opposite.
No, I have a mouse. So.
All right. Now here's where it gets hairy, because the thing is, it depends like who you are. For your family group. Like the thing is I tell everybody to bring their charger. You know, I'm like, you know, the night, the couple days before, I'm like, Okay, you know, I'm exactly like my dad used to be. You know, I want to have everybody ready to roll when it's time to go. I tell everybody a couple days before, now, got all your wires? Because if we need to order something from Amazon or from Apple or whatever, we got to order it here in a couple days. Because, you can't order it 12 hours before. We got to check things. I was like, yeah, I got everything I need. Of course, somebody never has it, but, you know, we're leaving for the airport. But I also tell everybody, make sure everything is charged. Because the thing is, like, you know, like I'm always prepared. Like, my stuff is always charged 100%. Everything, external batteries, everything is good to go. Because it's just me. Like, I have to have everything charged. We'll get on the plane and, like, you know, Mallory's iPad will have 17% and it's, like, going to burn out, you know, a half hour into the flight. And then she gets jealous because I have an iPad. Like, I don't want to give me the, you know, the eye because my, you know, my iPad's fully charged because I took the time, you know. Right. So I think the thing is you got to really get on everybody. But anyway, so with my family, I pack a lot in this. This is the wires and junk pocket. So let's see what we got here. So I buy 5 packs of these lightning cables for all the devices because, you know, you got your iPhones, you have, and I'm an Apple guy, so, you know, you can charge anything with lightning cables. So let's see how many I have, because I have to have them for everybody. So I'm just pulling these out, because I have random other things in here, too. There's 4, here's 5, let's see, I don't know. Because the thing is, you have more items, because, like, I have 3 or 4 things I got to charge, and we have 3 or 4 people.
That's true.
See, you know what, they're not that expensive nowadays. Let me show you this thing. Here's the thing I bought. It's kind of nice.
That's nice.
And for our audio crowd, you need to know what this is. So what it is, it's a USB hub. And the thing is nice. This came into play when we stayed at Riverside this past time. Now, I'll tell you what. This little guy is going to become extinct here like a dinosaur very soon. Because when I was at Coronado Springs and when we were at Yacht Club in the newly renovated rooms, also the same would be for Pop Century, French Quarter, all the newly renovated places, you're going to have USB hubs everywhere in the room. You're going to probably have 15 or 20. But Riverside still didn't have them built in because I was in, you know, one of the older rooms. So what this is good for is that you can plug this in to, you know, one of the charging cubes that you just plug into the wall, or you could plug this into a laptop, anything with a USB cable. And instead of having just like 1 or 2 USB hubs in that computer, now I have 4. And I have nice. 2 of these guys. So this opens up 8 slots for USB charging. And this thing's like $8 on Amazon. It's real cheap. I don't even know. I just buy the cheapest one, but it works great. So it just opens up more. So it's called USB hub, and it opens up more ports to charge. So, Ricky, what do you have kind of in your wire section?
I have the fact that I need to buy that for my cruise because that's one thing that I know on the cruises. They're getting better about having ports, but obviously they don't have a ton of them. So, you know, and of course, Brian and I have all of our devices while we're on the cruise, too. So that's definitely something that I need to add to my list. So thank you, Mike Rollman.
You're welcome. That's why we're doing the show today. But again, we want to hear on Facebook what you have in your bag that we don't include because I want to make my kit better. A couple of things I have here. These aren't lightning cables. These are micro or mini USB.
I always have both USB and micro cables in mine.
Yes. And what this does, these are chargers for my external batteries because you got to charge with those, not lightning. Here's another thing.
Yes.
I bought an extra Apple Watch charger because the one thing you are going to forget, I'm telling you, if you have an Apple Watch, I have almost forgotten because I keep it by my bed. And the thing is, like an Apple Watch, it only lasts a day or two. It's not going to last a super long time. Just pay the 40, I think it's like $30, something like that. Go to Apple.com, buy a new charger, throw it in your bag. Don't take it out. Use it for travel. Okay,
that's
so
genius too.
Here's the other things that I have. This right here is huge. This is my external battery. And I mean, it's huge because I got the biggest one. Now, it's an Anker. This is one of the best brands. If people know like tech, Anker, A-N-K-E-R, sells the best external batteries, a lot of mobile devices. They have good stuff. This thing's like 21,000 milliamps. It'll charge an iPhone 9 times. It'll charge an iPad like 4 times. That's not important because I'm not going to go through 9 cycles of my iPhone battery, even as much as I post on vacation. I'm not using that much juice, but the thing is, and it's kind of heavy to carry around. It's kind of a pain, but I'm 6'3". I put it in my pocket and it's fine. It's a little heavy, but the thing is, anybody that needs juice, like I'm the juice guy. You know what? Like I can just like, you need some juice, just plug it in. I don't have to worry. Like friends, family, I have enough juice. I'm like a walking charging station. So like that, you know what? Ricky, you laugh, but I mean, everybody needs juice. You can make a lot of friends that way. So what?
It's true. No, that's kind of... That's kind of the same thing. I have this Nutrient one. I've had it forever. Mine only has 2 ports, so it's not as versatile as yours, I guess I should say. But it's also small because it's square, so it's a lot easier to just shove into my pocket or something like that because it's not as wide as yours would be. So I like mine because it's just, it's a little more compact and a little more portable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's that's a good point.
But I also have two, one for me and one for Brian. I have two little mini ones too, little mini external batteries too. So just in case, I've got backup on backup. So
that's it. You got to have that. Yes. And you'll see, I have backup too, which I don't need with this gigantic monster, but I don't always take this one because if I'm only going out for 3 hours, I don't need to take like, you know, a small city's power plant with me.
To make sure that I have enough battery, I also have these little cheap, bought them at like Target, Walmart, you know, they sell them everywhere. So that way, if Brian needs one and needs to like, just, he just wants to put it in his pocket or something like that, I can hand it to him, and that way I don't have to carry the big giant one around. I usually keep this, the giant one in my purse and run the cord from there to my hand because my phone's always in my hand. So, you know, so at least this way we can just, I can just hand, instead of me having to, you know, be pulled around everywhere by somebody else who's charging their phone, I can just hand one of the sticks off and say, here you go, here's the stick. You can use that and charge your phone. So then, of course, I have my lightning cable to go with that. And then I have the little micro USB as well to charge both of these, as well as the giant external charger. So I just make sure that I'm stocked with external chargers just because, you know, at Disney, you do go through so much power. Yes. I mean, I go through so much, and I get like really like nervous when I get below like 50. So yeah, I'm just like, no, I need to charge my phone. So if I don't have it at like, and if like these are dead and, or I've used them and I forgot to charge them, I'm just like panicking a ton. So, and there are times when I've thought that I forgot one and couldn't find it, or these die really quickly. The little micro ones, they die really quickly. So if I'm out of power completely and I'm down to like, you know, 30%, I just get really panicky and itchy. So
you know what, that actually happened to me, because when I got there for the Toy Story media event, they told us, you know, I was just going to check into the hotel, I was going to meet Pam, we're going to swim at the Grand Floridian because we're staying there for that one night. I was excited for that. And then at check-in, they're like, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but if you go over to the studios now, Slinky Dog Coaster is open with your credentials. I was like, boom, I just dropped everything,
Right. Got
on a bus. And the thing was, I realized when I got on the bus, I'm like, oh, man, I didn't get a battery. And, of course, my phone was wearing down because I've been playing with it on the, you know, plane and stuff. And the thing was, like, so I got in a pinch, but what I thought about was buying those, what are those called, the fuel rods?
Yeah, I thought about it, too.
So how do you feel about those? I mean, the thing is, what, they're up to $30 now, but the idea that I like is that you can always have juice. You know, like, you can always exchange a spent one for a new one. That's a great idea. $30, though, that's kind of high. I don't know, though.
I get it. Yeah, and, well, not only that, but, like, I feel like the charge isn't very long on those, and then you have to constantly search for another charger, you know, another port to put the dead one in, and they're not everywhere, so you really kind of have to know where they are. And if you don't know, it's not like they give you a map when you get one, like, here's where all the locations are, to find them in a way, and I find that to be very difficult, and usually they're only in one too, so I find that very difficult. So I haven't gone that route either. I almost did a couple of trips ago because I was like so desperate for a battery charge, and then I was like, no, I'll be okay. I can survive on this. So it really is empathetic that I get so nervous, but yeah.
Yep.
Kind of crazy.
And Lynn's saying the 25 on the fuel rod side, but I think they are 30 at Disney now. I saw that at Coronado they were 30. So George has a lot of stuff. So again, go to facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. You can see the video for today's show, and there's a lot of great comments, stuff you might want to put in there. We're going to add again to this over the weekend. Jennifer says, let me get that. Jennifer Shelton, I have an extra lightning earbud converter cable because my ears can't stand the Apple earbuds and prefer the cheap ones so I can listen to your podcast on the plane on the ride down. So I like that. You know, that also I have to make sure I have my, I always take that little adapter from a lightning to US or a.
Yeah, that's what she's talking
about. Yeah, the little converter. Okay, so other things I have in my bag, real quick, because I don't want to go too long. Extra magic band. I don't know why, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. So I have extra magic bands. I bring my entire catalog with me, because one of each color, let's put it that way. And so then I can choose for what outfit I'm wearing.
There you go. So I have a few, and here's the thing. Like, they were throwing some of these out at the school district that I used to teach at because they had Apple iPad, the very first generations, and they got rid of those. But we had a whole bunch. We had a charging station, so they didn't need all these. So I have a lot of these little, you know, things you plug into the wall that USB cord goes in the other side. Now, this one, I don't know if you know the difference. This is the one that comes with the iPhone, the smaller one. You got the bigger one that comes with the iPad. The bigger one will charge faster because it has more voltage. Yeah. This one charges slower. It's for the iPhone. But the thing is like sometimes with the plugs, you can't get two of these into an outlet. So it's good to kind of have both because I could plug two of these in an outlet. And if I'm going overnight, it doesn't have to go super fast. So I try to bring both kinds of those. Actually, you were mentioning how you had different external batteries. I have this one too. This one's not as big, but it's powerful. It charges it twice. And this is the one if I'm just going out. This is my like little black purse. If I'm going out for the night for an evening on the town, I can get by with just this guy. And I bought it for $7 like on a lightning deal on Amazon. And check this out. It's got a little light on it. So boom, it's got a little LED light. I know, $7. Nice. I know. And it tells you how much it's got left on the screen. It's awesome.
Hannah actually had, and I want to buy this too. She bought, it's a light that it's a selfie light, but it's maybe you don't necessarily need it for selfies.
Yes, yes.
But you maybe need it for reading menus or something like that. It's genius for that because it's got kind of a nice warm glow to it. It's not the bright stark light of the iPhone camera or whatever. So that's something to consider. She also had, and I really think this is fantastic too, and I want to steal this from my park bag too. It is a USB chargeable fan, which I think is fantastic because if you run out of battery on your fan, you are up a creek and then you have to buy batteries. But with a USB fan, hello, you just charge it at night and then you have a fan the next day. I think that's genius as well.
That is. So, hang on. So these I threw in there. Did you know at the Grand Floridian in their workout room, they give you earbuds? Like, just they're in a big old basket. Well, there's just tons of them.
I mean, you're supposed to use them while you're working out.
I was just like, yeah, well, I got AirPods, so I'm going to throw those in case I lose them. That's pretty cool. I'm like that. You know, so I took them. Again,
you hoarder.
There's a little fuel rod kind of thing. It's Disney Cruise Line branded. I won this in a contest on one of the cruises. It's one of the prizes. Oh, check this out.
That's nice.
Look at this. You don't need this in your bag, but I have it in mine. You know what it is?
Is that a
Sumsum? It's a Sumsum. It's a dopey Sumsum that Scott and the gardener sent me for my first dopey. So I keep it in my bag for good luck.
Nice.
I know.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know, isn't that sweet? That's I keep it in my bag everywhere I go. And this is that other USB hub that you need to get Ricky. It's got, you know, four here. And this one's got the longer cord so you can kind of plug it in and, you know, sit on the nightstand.
Nice.
Or what have you. Let's see what else is in here. I'm scared to keep it. I'm at the bottom here. Let's see what I got. More cubes and chargers. I have an old name tag that I got back in the day at the Disney store. You say Mr. Rallman. Remember when they used to sell those these tags? Look like cast member tags. Those are so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's all I got in that pocket. So that's it for that. So what else do you have in your bag?
Well, the only other thing that I have, it's not, since this is my park bag too, so I kind of just shove everything into one bag. I always make sure that, and again, it's not tech related. This is necessarily, but it makes me happy. So I'm going to let y'all know. I always have a lip gloss with me just because it's the Florida sun and you're going to get sunburnt and stuff like that. So I always keep one of these in my bag just to keep, you know, make sure that, because inevitably I will forget my lip gloss. So this has been very handy.
Gotta have shiny lips.
I've actually had to buy extra ones when I get down there because I keep losing them. So, and then the other thing that I always have is like my umbrella, but I mean, obviously not techie, but I mean, you know, it's still nice to have. So, I kind of don't rely on tech as much when I'm down in Florida, but I have the things that I need and they're charged all the time. So I kind of keep it all in one place.
I'm crazy about that. The night before I charge everything, like I can't go to bed. So like everything is charging. All right. So I got another pocket. I always carry a Be Our Guest podcast headband. Cause if I'm running and I don't have a hat, but I always have a visor or something, but I keep that. How hard is it to put in there?
Right.
This thing's pretty cool. Scott and I figured this little trick out. Now, this was before like the bib magnets and stuff like that came out. You know, they don't have the safety pins for races. This is double-sided tape on like a little spool kind of thing where you just go and it'll put like double-sided tape so you can stick your numbers on with tape. That's kind of a cool little.
That's handy for if you need to tape something up too in the room or something like that.
Chapstick. Yeah. Let me also show you these. I got these when I taught at school because we bought them for our iPads in my classroom, but I brought a few home. So they're just like single-use wipes, and they're made for electronics. So they clean off your screens because your screens get so gross down at Disney because your hands are all sweaty and stuff. So I got a bunch of those.
Especially if you're a female and you wear makeup like I do. I mean, you don't even want to see my screen. It's so gross because makeup just gets all over it. So.
And do you always steal the little notepads and pens on the nightstand? Yeah. So, okay. So I have
absolutely.
Like, I have like 50,000 Disney pens. In
yes.
Because they're the best.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So.
It's always fun. Like when, you know, getting ready for a trip, you know, and it's a little different for each trip too. So, you know, whether you're doing a cruise vacation or whether you're doing a Walt Disney World vacation or something like that, you're always you're thinking about different things that you may need. You know, obviously I'm not using the internet as much on a cruise. So you may want to make sure you bring like a Kindle or something like that. So if you don't have a book to read, you can have a Kindle to read, or make sure you have your iPad that has like a book capability to it as well. Is something to consider. Make sure you have the tech correct tech for that, so that way you have it to charge and stuff like that.
Well, I've heard too, a lot of people will bring an iPod, like an actual MP3 player for the phone for the plane ride, because they don't they want to listen to music, but they don't want to wear it on their battery on their phone for when they arrive. They still have a full charge. Now I don't worry about that because I bring the external battery, so I'm good to go when I get there anyway. But some people say that they do, you know, prefer to bring a separate device other than your phone. That way you're good.
Yeah,
so one other thing I have, I keep my AirPods in my pocket. I use those all the time. I mean, a lot. But I always bring my wired headphones because if it's raining and I want to go out on a run or something, I don't want to burn out my AirPods. So I'll use this. Now with these Apple just regular headphones that come with your thing, it's got the lightning thing. So that's good. But if you have other headphones, you need to bring the little adapter dongle thing.
Right.
I also have, let's see what else is in here. I have all my Apple Watch bands because, like, I'll change them during my vacation, kind of like a magic band.
Smart.
I don't know what else.
See, I only have one band, and I need to buy additional ones. So, that's kind of my thing. I have problems because I don't love the Apple Watch bands that I find everywhere. So I'm kind of picky about what I want, and I can't find one that's a little dressy, but not, you know, but can be used for everyday wear too. So.
So I got the dongle here, you know, that's you can plug your regular headphones in. It'll be lightning out. This is how old I am. I have a USB jump drive. I'm not going to use that. Why do I have that in there? I have two of them, actually.
You should probably.
This one is so. This one has grade books probably from like 2001, because this is the one I used to use at school right when we first got Macs.
Just throw it away.
I want to go look. I want to see what's on there. It's funny. And that's really about it. That's kind of the tech I have. I think, you know, if you want to boil it down to what's most important, I would say external batteries for your devices, and make sure.
And cords.
Yes. And the thing is,
there's nothing worse. Let me tell you right now, like inevitably I will be in my car and I will be driving and I will say, hey, I'm going to take my cord and put it in my, that was usually what happened is I'm going to take my cord from my car and put it in my purse when I, you know, take it with me when I go into the park. Right. Inevitably I would forget the cord. And so I would be panicking going, where can I get a cord? And that was why I thought about buying the fuel rod, was because I didn't have a cord. And that was one of the places where I was like, well, I know I get a cord with this. So, but yes, make sure you have extra cords. I finally packed a cord in my purse too. So that way I made sure I had it at all times. But yeah, you definitely want to make sure you have a cord to go with said external battery, because otherwise you're up a creek. So.
Yep. And I will say, George mentioned this earlier. George out in Hawaii said that he brings kind of a stand for his iPad on the plane so he can kind of prop it. It holds it up at a proper angle to really watch his movies and so forth on the plane ride, which is good. I have an iPad case that does that kind of for itself. One of the things that I used to take was a mini tripod for my phone when I would try to record videos and stuff like in the room. I've kind of gotten rid of that now, but because I put a pop socket on my phone, so it just kind of sits back now. But that was one thing I could kind of get rid of, but that was nice. It was only like maybe a foot tall. It was really small. It worked great. So that's something you might add. But you know, I would say, you know, your external batteries, your important thing, your cables. But here's the good news is that, you know, I think we all get so nervous, and I'm the worst at this. Before I go on a vacation, I'm, like I said earlier, I'm the one who's just hounding on the family. Charge your devices. Get all your cables. Don't forget your stuff. Do you have everything? You know, go through your room. Make sure everything is packed. But the good news is when you get to Walt Disney World, you have no problem buying USB cables, micro USB cables, external batteries. It's all at the resorts, the parks. Thing is, you know, that's the new like Duracell battery. I mean, you can buy anything you need for your tech, really, unless you got something really specific. Like if you need an Apple dongle, you're going to be out of luck. You know, I've always said they need an Apple store in Disney Springs. I can't believe they don't have one. It'd be a gold mine. But the other trick is, and again, I'm not saying this because we have an Amazon affiliate link, because it doesn't work with Prime Now, but in Orlando, you can use Amazon Prime Now and you can have stuff delivered like within a couple hours. So if you really get in a pinch, you can buy, you know, some kind of a cable adapter, whatever you need, and it can be there that day at your hotel, which I've done. So that's always kind of a good peace of mind thing.
Definitely. And also, if you ever need to, there are definitely stores like Target and things like that that are relatively close by. Trust me, I know I've had to go to said stores because Brian has forgotten shorts or shoes or
I forgot
whatever.
My contact stuff a couple times. Yeah, and had to go there and get like contact solution, contact cases. Yeah.
Yes. So you definitely, there are places to go if you've forgotten something, even as important as shorts. So
how do you go to Walt Disney World and forget your shorts? I mean, come on now.
It's Brian. You've met him,
that's
right?
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, and George says, don't forget to leave the selfie sticks at home. He had to donate his to Disney Security.
Whoopsies.
That happens.
Yes, it does.
But the thing is, you know, I think that we're all comfortable. And, you know, some of us like to, you know, go to Walt Disney World and kind of escape our tech because tech is so much a part of a lot of us. You know, that's we're on a computer 8 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week. The last thing you want to do is open a computer or be connected to technology. So it's a great escape. But I think a lot of us kind of like the blending of technology with your Disney vacation. You like to be connected on social media and so forth and you know, get pictures, videos, all that stuff to remember the trip. So I think, you know, I think we're way more comfortable having our own stuff. You know, I mean, like I could buy a USB cable down there. I could buy a charger. I could do this. But why, first of all, why waste the money when I can buy it a lot cheaper on Amazon or at Target before I go home? And I just like, or before I leave home. And, you know, I just want to go there knowing that I have everything that I need in one place. And I think that just with a little prep, you have it made. And I think we've brought up a lot of good things. But Ricky, is there anything like you would like to add to your kit? Like, think about something you maybe, you know, you've seen other people have. Is there something you're thinking about adding to your tech bag?
Well, definitely those things that Hannah had. I really, really think that those are two very, very handy things. And I keep forgetting that I want to buy those. So that selfie light and the USB fan, I think, are going to be two huge things that I want to add to my tech bag. And then also, like you said, that little the port thing, I think, is so huge. Especially for, you know, like I said, the cruise is the next big vacation that I'm taking. And so I definitely know that, you know, that's what's on my mind right now is what do I need to prepare for that at the moment? So, one of those is going to be so huge. But other than that, you know, just, I find little random things, especially when I go to Target and they're a little, you know, $5 and under section, or at this point, I think it's like $10 and under section, but, you know, I'll find things in there that I'm like, ooh, you know what? That would be really handy to have on my Disney vacation. And I'll take those with me as well. So
yep,
that's usually what I find.
And Jennifer says they do need an Apple store on property. I agree. Disney Springs, boom, that'd be set. I'd love that. I will say too, that, you know, it's just, you also kind of need to have a nice bag, I think, because when you're on the plane, especially, like, you need one of those computer bags that's got the padding for the iPad and the laptop that keeps it safe. But also, you know, you want to have like a lot of pockets and stuff for like water bottles and, you know, like little knickknack pockets for cords and dongles. And the thing is, if you kind of organize your bag before you go, I mean, I think a lot of people do this for their work. Like I did this when I taught because I had a lot of stuff that I used every day with technology. But when I'm on the plane and like, you know, I'm 6'3 and I can barely sit in that chair and then I'm trying to pull out my bag from the seat in front of me, you know, I can barely reach down there anyway. I need to know like what pocket my stuff's in because it's so hard. Really, I'm doing it by feel. I can't even hardly see. So I think just, you know, going through your stuff before you leave home and just organizing it, taking an inventory. Okay, I have this. Maybe I should order that. I think that's a good tip. But also, Disney's making this very, very easy on the guests with these upgraded rooms. Would you not agree? I mean, the thing is, they're eliminating a lot of things we got to bring. Like, the USB hub's nice, but I think in 2 or 3 years, you won't need it because there's so many ports. But, you know, I think that they're really thinking about, you know, how to people use their technology? How do their guests use their technology on their Disney vacations? And they're really responding to that because those new updated rooms really take care of most things. Lots of ports, lots of plugs.
Absolutely. I think that that's key, you know, is definitely that Disney is certainly thinking about things like that. But I still would probably have, you know, the extra tech just in case, mm-hmm. you know, you never know. And maybe once I start to feel comfortable a little bit more, I'll you know, get rid of a thing or two. But yeah, I'll still probably carry it with me.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's better to have it, not need it, than to need it, not have it. I always say that. So
exactly.
And George is saying a waterproof bag to protect everything from the rain. That's always a good idea.
See?
In Florida. Rains
no,
all the
I'm
time.
Telling you, waterproof bag.
Wednesday?
Yes, you want a waterproof bag. Make sure 100%. It's waterproof or 100%. As waterproof as you can get. Because trust me, I mean, on that when it was downpouring buckets on me, I was certainly impressed that my bag stayed dry. I did not think it would. So it was a little damp. But everything, for the most part, on the inside stayed relatively dry.
And
Don't put it on the ground, by the way. Don't put it on the ground.
But, you know, we are living in good times because think about this. Like, we used to take big cameras, you know, like you would take a separate camera. You'd take a phone, yeah. an MP3 player. Now your phone does everything. So, and I mean, the pictures you can get are amazing. You know, I think we're going to do another show here in the next month or two about kind of apps. We're going to dive into more of the software stuff. Like Snapseed and, you know, other apps that we use to kind of...
Oh, look at baby Mike
growing. I know. I learned
impressed.
A lot on this trip. I know.
Look
I know. I learned
you
a ton.
Using
so
things like Snapseed.
Bam. I can make that
That's
sky
been around
look cool.
forever.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've learned about it. Yeah. So we'll talk about that on a future show. But just want to go through our tech bags because I think that we all kind of get a kick out of our gadgets and gizmos that we have. I know I sure do.
A
and I get to really, exactly. And I love playing with this stuff on a Disney vacation. I know some people don't, but I do. So the biggest thing is over the weekend, we want you to jump on Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. There's going to be a post right there. What do we leave out? What's in your tech bag that we need to add to ours to make our tech bag
yes.
perfect? Because that's what I want to hear. That's why I did the show. I went through all my junk that I have in my bag, but I'm always looking to buy more stuff, more like
yes.
the latest gadgets and stuff that's going to make my next vacation easier or, you know, more accessible with my technology. So let us know what's in your tech bag. Give us some feedback on our list. Do that at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or even Adventures by Disney like Pam's on or Disney Cruise, drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And an agent will get back to you right away. We appreciate that support so very much. And I can't wait to work with you on your next Disney vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And again, the Facebook group is facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. One more time, don't forget you can support the show through Amazon. Just go to our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and we appreciate that so very much. All right, so we get back together again on Monday with a great trip report. I'm Mike. We have Ricky and Pam over there. Well, Ricky's over there. Pam's over way over there. But we'll be back again next Wednesday answering your listener questions. So you guys have a great weekend. Stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.